Imagine transforming your family's everyday moments into sacred celebrations that connect you to 2,000 years of Catholic tradition. This is the invitation Kendra Tierney extends in her Practical Guide to Liturgical Living. Rather than being swept along by commercial holidays, Catholic families can reclaim the ancient rhythm of fasting and feasting that once formed the backbone of community life. This isn't about perfectly executing elaborate traditions or creating Instagram-worthy tableaus. It's about connecting your family to the universal church through simple, meaningful practices that can be adapted to any situation. What begins as occasional celebrations gradually becomes a beautiful way to connect with faith, family, and church history. Even celebrities like Mark Wahlberg and Patricia Heaton have embraced similar practices, recognizing how these traditions ground families in something deeper than consumer culture. The liturgical year begins with Advent, a time of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving as we prepare for Christ's birth. Finding the right balance proves challenging for many families. How do we honor Advent's preparatory nature while living in a culture that celebrates Christmas prematurely but abandons it on December 26th? An Advent wreath creates powerful memories, the greenery scent, flickering candlelight, and repeated prayers building anticipation. Children can prepare a bed for Jesus by earning pieces of yarn through acts of kindness to place in a small manger. Despite its simplicity, this practice proves remarkably motivating, helping reset behavior patterns during the season. Christmas extends beyond a single day into an extended celebration. The morning combines religious significance with childhood wonder, beginning with carols in the hallway before discovering gifts. Families can open presents one at a time, using systems that emphasize gratitude and giving. The day culminates with Jesus' birthday cake, a tradition that reminds everyone whose birth we're celebrating. The season continues with the journey of the wise men, who begin at a distance in nativity scenes and move closer to the Holy Family each day until arriving on Epiphany. This symbolic journey culminates in celebration, traditionally with an international potluck representing the three continents of the Magi. The Christmas season concludes with the Feast of the Baptism of the Lord, celebrated with water-related activities and renewal of baptismal promises. After Christmas comes Ordinary Time, a period between Christmas joy and Lenten sobriety featuring numerous feast days. St. Bridget of Ireland offers a beautiful example of inculturation, how Christianity embraces and transforms cultural practices. Born into paganism and named after a druid goddess, she converted to Christianity and repurposed a pagan shrine, maintaining its eternal flame to honor Christ instead. Candlemas commemorates Jesus' presentation at the temple, featuring the blessing of candles that recognize him as light of the world. St. Francis of Rome reminds us that everyday tasks can be pathways to holiness through her famous quote, "Sometimes she must leave God at the altar to find him in her housekeeping." Fat Tuesday marks the last day before Lent with family celebrations that embrace the concept of feasting before fasting. The second period of Ordinary Time covers half the liturgical year, beginning with three important solemnities: Trinity Sunday, Corpus Christi, and the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Though less focused on preparation or celebration than other seasons, this period includes significant feast days for spiritual growth. Summer saints' days can be incorporated into seasonal activities: St. John the Baptist with biblically inspired meals, St. Peter and Paul with themed foods representing their vocations. Fall brings the Feast of the Archangels, celebrated with activities especially appealing to children, like devil piñatas and themed foods. Halloween, fundamentally Catholic in origin as the Vigil of All Saints' Day, connects to the commemoration of the dead. All Saints' Day celebrates everyone in heaven, not just officially canonized saints, but the secret saints we've personally known who lived virtuously. Lent often serves as the entry point for liturgical living, drawing even irregular Mass-goers to participate. The 40-day period recalls Christ's desert fast, focusing on prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. But Lent isn't about self-punishment. It's about growing closer to God by adopting practices that lead toward him while abandoning distractions. It's about attachment. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Families can create a distinct Lenten atmosphere with simple decorations like burlap, cacti, and rocks. Children's good deeds can be tracked with sacrifice beans, purple kidney beans placed in a jar for each good deed, which the Easter Bunny later transforms into jelly beans. Weekly traditions like soup and stations bring the Stations of the Cross into the home, with friends sharing a simple meatless meal before a candlelit procession through the stations. The Triduum packs tremendous spiritual significance into 3 days. Holy Thursday commemorates the Last Supper, when Jesus instituted both the Eucharist and priesthood. Families can adapt St. Philip Neri's tradition of visiting 7 churches, praying briefly at each. Good Friday calls for solemn observation, wearing dark colors and keeping especially quiet from noon to 3, the hours Jesus hung on the cross. Holy Saturday is the church's day of great silence, a day of preparation and longing while Jesus' body rested in the tomb. An ancient homily describes it, "Today there is a great silence over the earth, because God slept in the flesh and raised up those who were sleeping from the ages." It's perfect for taking down Lenten decorations, putting up Easter ones, and preparing feast foods. Easter is the summit of the liturgical year, the essential celebration of Christ conquering death. The Easter vigil begins in darkness with a holy fire, from which the faithful light candles before entering the dark church. Readings trace salvation history until suddenly the Paschal candle is lit, lights come on, bells ring, and the Alleluia returns. Easter isn't just one day, but an octave of 8 solemnities within the 50-day Easter season. Families maintain the celebration with special practices like the Paschal greeting, He is risen indeed, rewarding good behavior with jelly beans, and replacing the noon Angelus with the Regina Caeli prayer. The season concludes with Pentecost, the birthday of the church, celebrated with red clothing, holy donuts filled like believers with the Spirit, birthday cake, and prayers to the Holy Spirit. This feast marks the dramatic sending of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles, transforming them from fearful followers into bold evangelists. Families can recreate this transformative energy through celebrations that highlight the gifts of the Spirit and the universal mission of the Church, connecting the conclusion of the Easter season to the ongoing life of faith expressed throughout ordinary time.